When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
My feet up. There we go. We didn't need that.
You did have your feet up.
I did. I was just checking my shoe size, man.
You chilling.
Yeah. Kicking it. We are back old school. Thanks, Strick, again. He's probably just warming up his vehicle. Hopefully he did. Hopefully
he had the big coat on.
Yeah. Yeah, he did, didn't he?
He did.
He
didn't play with no cold.
Right? And then he had the hat on. And
he didn't play with the cold.
I don't think Strick had shades on. You don't realize it gets dark at like 5, but he was cool.
He's not there yet.
But, I want to thank Strick for stepping in for the first hour, old school, Jay Foreman, and Nate Brennan. And we're going to do some picks outside of the Big Ten.
Ooh, you want my picks too?
Yeah, we're going to go top 25 picks. How about that?
All right.
Okay, the first one we're going to go. And I think
does that include Big Ten?
No.
You don't want to throw Big Ten there? Or you already did Big Ten?
You did Big Ten yesterday. We're going to go games outside of the Big Ten.
Oh, and the Fever have the number one pick in the WNBA draft.
Man, that's awesome. I mean, that just.
It is awesome. Yeah, I'm a Fever fan. Come on.
You are?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Indiana.
Interesting.
All right.
So we're going to go. The first game I want to go over is this Alabama-Mississippi game. Because this is the first time in a long time that Alabama is playing and not a realistic shot to get into. No. They're on the outside looking in, and they need a lot of help.
They need LSU to lose.
Yeah, LSU to lose, and then they have to get in there and then obviously, you know, win the SEC championship. So, and also, they beat the brakes off of Mississippi last year. Is this the year that Lane Kiffin gets one up on old Nick Saban? Doubtful.
Come on.
Doubtful. And Nick Saban said this week, he said, you know, all of the Alabama struggles falls on him. He mentioned the high rate of penalties, which you saw the Texas game and really hasn't been cured. And this is not like a normal Nick Saban team that's usually disciplined. I think also they've struggled with having Bryce Young, such a great quarterback, won the Heisman last year, and not running the ball. I think they depend way too much on flare screens and trying to get the ball, push it downfield, and they don't have any. It doesn't have that consistent continuity that you would like to see from Nick Saban or from an Alabama offense. So I think that really, really hurt them in the LSU game. But I think they bounce back this week and beat Ole Miss, even though it's on the road, and it's going to be hotty toddy and all that. It's going to be 62 degrees, so it won't be, you know, which is going to be a little cooler. Which I think if Alabama can bounce back and run the ball a little bit, it'll rest their defense, and their defense has to play really, really well against Mississippi. And you got to think 2 years ago, Mississippi really brought it to them, Alabama got after them, so they were looking forward to it. So they can't afford to stub their toe against Lane Kiffin and crew. So there would be nothing better or sweeter for Lane Kiffin to beat Nick Saban. He would be all over Twitter. And who knows?
Oh, yeah.
And who knows what job he would leave for?
Honestly, though, Jay, I'm looking at the spread at 12, and I think Alabama covers that easily.
Yeah,
I think Alabama's going to beat the brakes off.
Yeah, they're focused, and
yeah,
they're more than pissed off. The other game, you know, where it's kind of been under the team that's been under the radar all year, and their top 10 team is Colorado at USC. Now, Colorado's horrible this year. Have they
won yet?
They have one win, and they're 1-8. They're on the road at USC. It's not a game that USC. You know, we'll be in.
Isn't that tonight?
You know, yeah, it's tonight. Yeah. It'll be 8:30 on FS1. USC is heavily favored. But it's still a game. Or USC, a team that I didn't expect to be this good. I thought they'd be able to score a lot of points. I didn't think they defensively they would be able to kind of compete. But, you know, they're 8-1 in the driver's seat to, you know, complete whatever they want for their season goals. Colorado doesn't oppose a big test. But, you know, with Jordan Addison coming back after missing two games, Caleb Williams starting to go, you know, get going. Dye is their running back. It seems like every guy that they got out of the transfer portal is hit, you know, as far as them on the offensive side of the ball. USC, it comes down to, can they play enough defense to be competitive both in the Pac-12 championship and if they get into the college football playoff. But tonight will be a good – if you need a game to watch a little bit late, that'd be a good game to watch.
If they want to get in the playoff, they have to smoke Colorado.
They can't afford to have a
team
sleepy.
Like this. You have to smoke.
Smoke, yeah. 66-7, something like that.
Because Cal kept it close. Yeah. Cal almost won last week.
Yeah, it's got to be a bounce back. But you get Jordan Addison back, so you expect them to work out. So the other game is Missouri at Tennessee. And you obviously expect Tennessee to, you know, not only bounce back, but to blow Missouri out. Hayden Hooker has been off the charts.
Virginia Tech alumni.
Yeah. Thanks again.
And we're in the shirt.
Oh, so there's good luck then, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's twice this week you mentioned it. But
Hayden Hooker. Virginia Tech alum.
And he got his Mercedes deal this week. You know, he's got his NIL deal. So
he knows what's good.
He is probably the Heisman front runner right now. So he needs to finish out the season strong. Obviously, with Tennessee, if they continue to play well and, say, Georgia or Michigan or Ohio State stubs their toe, say Michigan loses next week to Illinois and then they lose Ohio State, Tennessee's in there.
Well, I think Tennessee's in no matter what, because I think Michigan and Ohio State have to play each other.
Right, but if Tennessee doesn't continue to play well, if they play too close against Missouri, you know, they don't have the brand power to do it. Then the game right here at 11 o'clock after a big win – against Alabama at Arkansas. Whoa, Pig Suey. Pittman, the coach, who I really, really like.
I know you do.
LSU, and you're fighting Brian Kelly Tigers.
That's my boy.
On the
I told
road.
You. What'd I tell you?
You did. You're right. Brian Kelly is a good coach.
He's a very good coach.
Yeah, good coach. And a lot of talent down there. Can they deal with the success of beating Alabama, the exciting game, then go on the road and answer the bell against a game Arkansas team that hasn't played well or played up to their expectations this year?
Why is the spread so close?
Because it's at Arkansas.
That quarterback
Arkansas has is not like Bryce. He's a true dual threat. And Arkansas likes to line up and punch you in the mouth. Alabama could have ran the ball against LSU, chose not to, end up losing the game. So, but I still think LSU will win. But
that
I think it's going
to
be a close
game.
That's
weird to me. 3.5?
Yeah, that's pretty much
7th ranked team in the country?
That's it. It's a pick 'em. The hook, too, right? Like you say.
Well,
the other game.
Oh, I love the hook.
Notre Dame, the Fighting Marcus Freemans playing at Navy. 17-point favorite, Notre Dame. Let's not even talk about Notre Dame, even though the game's in Bmore, one of my favorite places in the world. But Notre Dame should win pretty good. We got to get to some juicy games, man.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing else to say. Notre Dame should beat the brakes off of them. 6-3, be 7-3. A great rebound, though, from Marcus Freeman, though, because it was always questionable whether he was going to make it to the end of the year.
It was rough.
And now they're starting to really play some offense, and that defense is really, really talented.
It takes time, too.
It does, to get used to it, use how to, you know, be a head coach. We'll skip over to Purdue, Illinois. We covered that yesterday. Vanderbilt at Kentucky. 17-point favorite at home. Kentucky, the supposed number one pick in the draft.
Levis.
Who puts mayonnaise in his coffee? I'm not. Dude, if you got to say that just to get, you know, some pub,
you're
never going to be my number one pick because we can't have coffee.
No.
Yeah.
What is the deal with him? Like, why is he so highly touted?
Well, I think what the NFL.
He's got a big arm.
He's got an arm. He doesn't have a big arm. Like Josh Allen had a big arm.
Andrew Luck had
a big arm.
Yeah.
He has an arm, but he's big. He transferred from Penn State. They were really, really good last year. He's throwing to Wandale Robinson, who was a second-round pick. They put him on the map. Kentucky is always, you know, for them, this is a great, you know, football run for them. He's the quarterback, and the NFL is always looking for that next guy, and they're trying to compare him to Josh Allen. There's only one Josh Allen.
I know.
And Josh Allen had Brian Daboll, who's now doing stuff with Daniel Jones, where everything was –
Daniel Jones actually looks okay.
Right,
yeah.
But the patience to develop Josh Allen. These guys think he's going to step right in. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. but he's going to get drafted first round. But I think Kentucky will win. They're a better team. Pretty physical, too. So, you know, we'll still look for those Wildcats. Now, right here is going to be a sneaky good game here. But I think Clemson is Louisville at Clemson. I think Clemson blows them out. It's only a 6.5-point spread, which I think is – it tells you what people really think about Clemson when you watch them, right? Louisville is okay, but on the road, Louisville is only, you know, only getting 6.5 points.
Telling you right now, if Uiagalelei starts, I like Louisville. I think kid's better.
But the freshman, he filled up his Huggies last week.
Yeah, he had a rude awakening.
But you know what? He'll play better at home. I think you go with DJ. I think part of the problem that Clemson ran into last week, they went too quick away from him.
I agree.
And you kind of like, oh, well, he played well against Syracuse. See, you one little kind of glimpse is not a season-long thing over a young guy.
Also, I know Syracuse is having a great season. Notre Dame's down. It's still Syracuse, and it's Notre Dame.
It's totally two different.
Let's and DJ pump
been,
the brakes.
And he had been in that game before. Right. And let's be honest. Clemson's not as good as they usually are on the outside either. Mm-hmm. And you lost Travis Etienne, and you don't have Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
You have two first-round picks, and then, you know, you had Ross, you had all the guys at wide receiver. They always had first round receivers. They don't have that yet, or at least they haven't developed into it. So it's a different situation for Clemson as a whole, but they got to learn how to deal with it. So the other game, Boston College at NC State. I'm gonna tell you what, NC State, they're 7-2 quietly, but they've been a letdown because they were top 10 in the nation.
They almost lost to Virginia Tech,
right?
And that's when you know you're bad.
Well, they went on the road to Clemson, and I expected them to win, and they just doo-doo down their legs. Mm-hmm. But I think they'll beat Boston College.
Well, Devin Leary's been hurt.
Yeah.
But he's been on and off.
On and off. But overall, they've you know, over the last few years, they've been probably one of the most physical teams in the ACC. Mm-hmm. Good defensive players.
Great defense.
Right? They aren't that this year. They're not playing as consistent, but I think they'll beat Boston College. Now, here's probably the most exciting game of the weekend, though. UCF at Tulane. 7-2 at 8-1 Tulane.
You watch Tulane play?
Twice.
I bet on Tulane the other day.
Tulane. You know they got athletes.
I like Tulane too.
They're physical.
Yeah.
And this game is going to come down, and this is Tulane by one, so essentially they think UCF is going to win. So this game is going to come down to, does Tulane play like how UCF wants to play, or do they play like how they want to play? If they play like how Tulane has been playing, they win the game. If they try to get into an AAC, you know, up and down the field and all that stuff, it ain't going to work out too well.
Well, this is the other thing, too. And first, I got a reference. Corey and Lincoln says the first half of NC State, Virginia Tech was the worst half of Power 5 football I've seen all year. Hey, watch it. That was a great defensive battle. This is probably going to decide who gets the near six berth for the group of five.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be the winner of this game.
It's huge.
Because Cincinnati's fell off.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
And also setting you up for the future as well. Are you able, if you get this New Year's Six invite, are you competitive?
Right.
Because when we go to 12, everybody has revisionist history. So there's a lot on this game. I like Tulane if they play within themselves. If not, then UCF is going to win. Georgia at Mississippi State. Mississippi State will cause some problems, but Georgia is that team, and Mississippi State's defense was horrible, so bad that Mike Leach took the chairs that they were sitting on because they don't deserve to sit down because they played such horrible defense. So I think Georgia wins, and not only wins big, even though they're on the road down in Mississippi State, which is a hard place to play. Another really
Cowbells.
Good, yeah, I know, right? Another really, really good game on Fox, 6 p.m., Washington at Oregon, 7-2 Washington. Exciting offense from Washington. Obviously always has some defensive players. Michael Penix Jr. is out there and lighting it up.
Yeah, he looks good.
So is Nix for Oregon.
Rico's good.
But Oregon, after getting curb stomped by Georgia, has bounced back. They're number 6 in the nation. They're at home. They play a little bit more of a physical style than Washington. The one thing that I didn't like about Washington, I picked them against UCLA, and they looked horrible when they went out there. And the dude, remember, he diced them up and jumped over them. Both of them hit it. They ended up being on Mr. Go 30. So I'm going that's when you know you're bad, right? So I'm going with Oregon at home. They're favored by almost 2 touchdowns. This game right here, Kansas State at Baylor. Baylor's favored. Who's going to start at quarterback for Kansas State? Is it Adrian or not? Baylor's favored. K- Kansas State or Baylor's favored. Kansas State is ranked on the road. Who do you got?
Baylor. I'm not buying Kansas State. They beat the hell out of Oklahoma State, but other than that, I mean, they're just so inconsistent.
They are.
They're so inconsistent.
They are, yeah, and it's unfortunate because much as they looked really, really good at times, even when they played at TCU and then obviously when they beat Oklahoma, Baylor, I think, has not reached the expectations this year, they put a little bit more emphasis on defense. But Baylor's only favored by 2.5. Wouldn't be surprised if Kansas State wins. It'd be that game. Kansas State just comes out of nowhere.
Right.
But this is the game right here. This game right here is a prove-it game. TCU finally has gotten ranked in the top four.
Right.
So you complained about it for a couple weeks.
Texas, I did complain about it. Rightfully so.
Right? You got your wish.
I did.
That's your team. TCU is on the road down in Austin. Did the coaches and the players go down a day early and hang out on 6th Street? Now, this is the bigger game, I think, for Texas. Are you for real? You got them at home. The last team that was ranked this high was Alabama. You let it go. Are you for real? Because they played Alabama close, then they go down to Texas Tech and get beat. And then they bounce back. Is Texas for real?
Is TCU for real?
Is TCU for real? Well, TCU has shown they're for real. They've shown
Are you playoff for real, though? This is where you find out if
this
they're
is it.
Playoff
and
real.
This isn't about being sexy. Because Texas is favored by 7.5 points.
Which is crazy to me.
It is.
That's ridiculous.
And they have 3 losses. So that lets you know really what people think about you, TCU. If you ain't motivated for this game, you ain't never. But here's what I like. I think it's going to be a battle of the quarterbacks. Duggan against Ewers. I like Duggan. He's having a really good year. But if TCU does not come out and stop the run very, very well at the beginning, Texas will win.
Is this game day? I don't even know.
I don't know either. Maybe because it's on
ABC. Help us out, text line.
The other game, there's a lot of games. North Carolina at Wake Forest. This is going to be a score fest. North Carolina's ranked. Wake Forest has just got their quarterback.
The over.
Yeah, this is good. The over/under is 78.
I'd still take the over.
It was like, 71-69 against App State. It was going to be the same thing.
Look, 78. That's insane.
If you want to see some good offense, Hartman and Wake Forest and their skill position guys are next level.
And Drake May. Yeah. He might be the number one overall pick here in a couple years. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
You're going to have some really good offensive skill players. So this is going to be an exciting game if you like to see guys running up and down the field. But Wake Forest is favored by 4 points, so I'm going to go with Wake Forest.
I'm going to go North Carolina.
I like Wake Forest because I think they're better coached overall, and I think the fact that App State scored that many points against you in North Carolina, it's a recipe for disaster.
I think when North Carolina wins the ACC and only has one loss, they're going to be in the playoff discussion. I don't think they'll get in, but I think they're going to be a part of that discussion.
But they always have that bad game with App State.
But that's – I mean, like, if they go in and they win the ACC with only one loss, they have to be.
Yeah,
and no one has talked about them all season. They're 8-1.
They got to get past this game.
They do.
Yeah,
quietly.
Florida State at Syracuse. Florida State's favored by 8 points on the road, up in Syracuse
in the dome.
Syracuse has been playing like garbage the last few weeks. I think after that Clemson game, they haven't recovered.
Yeah, no, they haven't.
Florida State destroyed Miami, embarrassed them. I mean,
did
Florida,
not hold back.
Yeah. It felt like 2 losses for Miami. Can they deal with success, which is ultra success after you embarrass Miami like that, and go on the road and play at a hard place to play? I'm going Syracuse. I'm going Syracuse to get it right.
I'm going to go Syracuse, too. I like Dino Babers.
Any coach that still smokes cigarettes at halftime, you got to go for him. That's on GP. Other game is Stanford at Utah. I'm going to go with DP's favorite, Utah.
Yeah,
they're favored by 24. No reason to go in that. Even though this has been a down couple years for David Shaw, man. This is not what I'm used to seeing, man. I don't know what the deal is. You better put some more money in his recruiting prowess or get those academic expectations lowered. And there's the late game at the Rose Bowl, Arizona at UCLA.
Yeah.
UCLA, big. I'm going to tell you what. When Scott Frost said that he wanted to come in and have a physical brand of football, you know, and people were taking his word to be kind of like almost Ohio State, the guy that's done it, that was his mentor, is Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
If you watch UCLA and their offensive line, they straight get after it. They get after it. So that's what really Scott Frost wanted to do. UCLA, big over Arizona.
I agree. Game day is also in Austin. Thank you, Texas.
There you go. Well, maybe we should have went down there and we should have done on site over there. So,
ooh.
Well, that's my picks. Top 25 picks for all you bettors going in. Get your last little bets in. Make you a little money for Thanksgiving and Black Friday. If you listen to me, you definitely win. We are going to break, and then we'll end the show. We'll be back in about 6 minutes.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.